Paul G. Smith is probably Ireland's most prominent free improviser, a regular collaborator with world figures such as saxophonist Avon Parker and this week in Dublin, multi-instrumentalist and composer Ned Rothenberg. Culturefile spoke to Smith a little while ago in the resonant space of Dublin's Luther House. Unavoidably, too much of that fascinating conversation hit the cutting room floor. So this time we're going to have a second bite of the cherry. But first, a little heavy lifting.
So your piano is tucked away in the corner for the moment. We need to deal with that.
Well, by almost slipping a disc.
Glad these things are on wheels. Although I have played this one without putting the brakes on it and ended up in a different place in the room by the end of the evening that I started it. Which can make drummers quite nervous when you start, you know, it's like the tide coming in. It's like a large, you know, six and a half foot wooden tide.
You do have this thing with Evan Parker and Derek Bailey as well, where there's almost a moral quality to producing something that wasn't there before, that it isn't a repetition and that combination didn't have happened before.
Yeah, and that's a lot of the attraction of the process for me. I think, particularly as you know, growing up as an Irish Catholic, you know, with a faith that spends a lot of its time regretting the past and with promises of a better future, it's a rare thing to be pulled into the present tense and to stay there for any length of time. You're alive now. Stop deliberating over your past or worrying about your future, or you're here now. There's a place for, you know, popular music. There's a place for contemporary music. It depends on what you need out of it. For me, improvised music, when I discovered it as a listener, it felt like a sort of a homecoming, really, because here was a music that was as messy and complex and at the same time very as direct and unadorned as the world around me, that the world that I could see, you know, with all its flaws.
Your stance over the piano, it's like a drummer there.
My mother would be devastated, be like, stand up straight. Yeah. I found one of my first sort of end of year exam reports for College of Music, and I think the first comment on it was, please sit up straight, followed by maybe four exclamation marks. So I'm delighted to say that that situation hasn't really changed or improved. Well, my own background had been classical music, and as a teenager then, thanks to stealing my entire family's library cards for the ILAC Centre, raiding their, you know, their tapes and their LPs, it was a mix of classical music, contemporary music and jazz.
Like, what was the ILAC library's collection of improvised music like at the time?
Surprisingly good. I stumbled across solo records by Evan Parker, pianist Howard Riley. All stuff that as a teenager I thought was horrible, completely horrible. I didn't think human beings were the target audience at all for this stuff. But something stuck. You know, years went by. I thought, God, I must dig that out again. And when I returned to it, what had been alien to me had felt very familiar. And I think that's an interesting change there. I don't know, I guess people change and their relationships to art or music shift constantly, you know.
So if you were going to sit down there, I mean, like, you usually wouldn't do this, but would you kind of talk to me about what's going on in your head? You put your hand into the strings of the piano there to begin with, and you're looking inside.
The instrument has more to it than just black and white keys. There's a huge range in terms of palette, from strings to... You know, the piano is a percussion instrument. There are other ways of striking these strings, you know.
I wonder about the process, because the gig that you have coming up, you're not practicing for it in any sense, other than everything you do is somehow practicing for it. You're going to, on the night, create something from nothing.
I am, but I have a feeling that it's ultimately the same piece, and I'm just tapping in and out of it a couple of times a year. It moves on when I'm not playing, and when I dip back into it again, it's at a different place. Perhaps because my life has changed accordingly. You know, the language is roughly the same in that I'm not trying to reinvent myself every time I sit down at the piano. I have my vocabulary and, like everyone else, my limitations, you know, and tendencies, I suppose. So while it is completely improvised, there are certain ways it tends to go. You know, I can surprise myself completely as well, you know, go into a room thinking it'll have one shape and turns out it makes another decision for me.
I don't know how on earth people record you.
How or why?
Paul G. Smith, and he'll be playing in a duo with Ned Rothenberg this coming Thursday evening at the National Concert Hall in Dublin.